With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says the war in Iran is very close to over. In clips of an interview set to air Wednesday, Pakistan has said it is working to help the U.S. and Iran negotiate an end to the war. The president earlier said in a second round of talks with Iran could happen over the next couple of days. Republicans in Congress forging ahead with a go-it-alone strategy for fully funding the Department of Homeland Security. Correspondent Ken Lorman.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says that Republicans will try to pass the money for ICE and Customs and Border Protection, quote, the hard way. That means bypassing Democrats who have kept DHS shut down for almost 2 months and stalled bipartisan negotiations. Thune says Republicans are instead preparing a partisan bill that they'll try to pass under a complicated, time-consuming maneuver called budget reconciliation that only requires a simple majority vote in the 53-47 Senate. Ken Lorman reporting.
The process could turn out to be messy. Some states attempting to redraw U.S. House districts ahead of the November midterm elections. We have more on the story from correspondent Keith Peters.
Maryland's Democratic effort to reshape districts ended with a legislative session this week. Meanwhile, Florida lawmakers are starting a special session Monday for a Republican redistricting attempt. And Virginia voters are deciding Tuesday on a Democratic plan that could help the party gain House seats. Redistricting usually happens once a decade, but President Trump sparked a mid-decade redistricting battle last year while calling on Texas Republicans to redraw their districts for partisan advantage. California Democrats reciprocated and other states soon followed. Keith Peters, Washington.
This is SRN News. The Grahams have some traveling in their future.
Franklin is scheduled to preach the gospel on May 30th and 31st at the Festival de Esperanza in Madrid, an event being organized by Spanish churches and to include performances by Michael W. Smith and other contemporary Christian music stars. Meanwhile, his son Will Graham is slated to preach May 4th and 5th in Shikoku, Japan. The younger Graham says, quote, God is doing something wonderful in Japan. I believe God's heart is for the next generation of Japanese that will choose to follow him and lead others to him. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians are using their spiritual gifts to help others. The latest survey from Lifeway Research finds 68% of Protestant churchgoers say they try to make it a point to use their gifts to serve God and the people around them. That's up sharply from 2012 when less than 60% of respondents said so. This is SRN News. A furnace blasting across the eastern United States, likely to shatter record high temperatures. New York, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. An earthquake in Nevada. It happened last night.
A magnitude 5.7 earthquake struck a rural part of Nevada just before 6:30 p.m. Monday night. The epicenter was about 13 miles east of the town of Silver Springs, rattling residents, knocking merchandise off store shelves. Resident Tyra Fuller.
It was pretty bad. I thought the house was going to bounce off the foundation.
Tyra says she's not new to earthquakes.
I'm originally from Southern Cal, and we get rollers down there for the most part. This wasn't a roller, this was a bounce.
While the shaking only lasted about 20 seconds.
This was a complete shock.
Sound courtesy, Colo News, Nevada. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at srnnews.com.